Hey there, Elizabeth.
Hey, Sheila. So we've been friends for what, nearly 14 years now?
I think about that. Yeah, although we've been really good friends for about half of that, but that's kind of a part of our story, isn't it?
It is. Well, at least for now, we're really good friends in large part because we've learned to be honest with each other. But it's not always perfect. Nevertheless, we're learning a lot by being imperfectly honest and thought you might too.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Hey Sheila, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty well. I have a little bit of a head cold, so I might sound a little gruff or stuffy, but I'm feeling good. So I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Me too. Tis the season to be a little bit sick.
I think so. I definitely think so. Yeah, the beginnings. So, in that spirit of tis the season, the conversation that Elizabeth and I thought we'd have today is also relevant in that area because she and I have been kind of discussing holiday plans, current and maybe some from the past. And the issue came up surrounding how a lot of stress and anxiety can sometimes arise with the planning and holiday traditions from the past and visiting and expectations, especially between generations. And that sounds like a mouthful, but I think we'll probably parse it out okay. So does that sound about right, Elizabeth?
It sounds about right.
Okay. Do you want to add something there or start the ball rolling with your thoughts?
Well, I would just say it's funny that we're having this conversation today because for me, one of the things that the holidays means is spending time with friends and family. And I really enjoy both of those things, but I don't really enjoy hosting family at my home. And I have some judgments about that, but it's funny that we're talking about this today because my mom was just staying at my house and she came and decorated my place and put a lot of work and thought into it. And I'm really grateful that she came. And I don't really like the work involved with having guests at my home. And so I'm just sort of in that today. And I'm trying to sort of get myself into better spirits about it because I am grateful that she came and I love my mom. I guess the most present thought for me is just that family and holidays provide a lot of joy for me, but they also provide some stress and a sense of obligation. And I think it can be challenging for me to sort of manage the balance between those two, especially this time of year.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you put it very succinctly because that's kind of along the lines of the conversations we've had. And in thinking about, our conversation today, I've kind of gone down memory lane with my own history with holidays. And I've actually realized that I've been pretty lucky in terms of logistics. I had my classic holiday when I was growing up where it was our family, and then occasionally we would go visit a relative who lived fairly close. And then when I became an adult and I had a family, I didn't live that close to my parents. So then holidays, you had to start planning at that point because mom and dad were not that close. So what are we going to do on the holidays to try and preserve the traditions, but not completely make everything go crazy? And I was lucky enough, and I'm going to give kudos My older sister actually lived near my parents, fairly close the whole time they were alive. So it took, over these decades, a lot of the stress out of looking ahead, because I always knew they were going to have somebody, somewhere to go on a holiday. So, because over the course of my life, after I got divorced, I moved to other places in the country. And so that's part of what I was thinking, the stress and obligations part of this conversation. It's like when holidays come up, it's like this travel thing. Okay, who's going to go visit? And how easy is that going to be? And how many people are involved? It just puts a whole layer. They've been announcing holiday travel is going to go through the roof. And I'm picturing these airports with all these families with fairly young children who are traveling. And like you and like me, you know, it's a fun time. Like, you want to see your family. But if you want to be reasonable and realistic about it, it probably is the worst time to travel.
Yeah. Yeah, and it is.
You can't ignore that. You know, it's the worst time to travel because of weather, because it's crowded, and because of, point in fact, of my head cold, is the season. And so we talked about the fact of we're doing this, having this conversation. We're not going to solve any of this. I think my thought was, it's kind of like we're all kind of in that together, like that. We want holidays to be joyful and we want to really look forward to them, but there's always this little, not little, sometimes a big piece that's like, oh gosh, this is going to be so hard. And how do you deal with that? So what do you think? Is that about right?
Yeah, I think I just want to underscore what you said, that we aren't going to solve this today. I think for me, one of the things that's helped is that I've just resigned myself to the fact that there's no way to make everyone happy on the holidays in my, in my family. Someone's got to give. And I've pretty much resigned myself to the fact that for the most part, holidays are for other people in my family rather than me. So holidays aren't very important to me. I've just never felt like I needed to do something in particular on the holidays, and that they are very important to other people in my family, particularly my mother. They were also very important to my mother-in-law. And so as just one example, my ex-husband and I probably only spent 3 Christmases together in our 20-year relationship, because both of our moms were really big on Christmas. And if I went to Montana, it was really disappointing to my mom. And if Derek went to Colorado, it was really disappointing to his mom. So we just celebrated Christmas, the two of us, prior to Christmas, and then appeased our mothers on Christmas Day. And that largely worked for us, mostly because we didn't have children.
Yeah. That would have been a tough one, like, you know, splitting them up.
Well, and it brings up another point, which is when you're the one that doesn't have children, you're kind of last in line as far as whether people care what you want to do on the holidays. So I just kind of resigned myself to the fact. And, you know, I used to just get really upset about it because I'd have these expectations that this Christmas might be different. In particular, what I always wanted, especially when I was working long hours and when Christmas was one of the few times when I could shut my computer off and really get a break, I had this anticipation that I was going to actually get a break on Christmas. And that's never how it went down. And so, you know, I've just resigned myself to the fact that Christmas is going to be stressful and tiring for me, and that I need to schedule some time afterward to recoup.
See, this is why I love the difference in between us in terms of generation, because I'm on the flip side of that. I'm the one here who when you say, I can't remember how you phrased it exactly, but you're kind of low man on the totem pole in terms of determining what your priorities for the holiday would be.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is you go places you don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
So on my end of it, it usually means, and has had to, and especially post-divorce, because that puts an even bigger wrinkle in things. And then as you addressed, you know, children having children, all of that, it's turned out that I try to lower my expectations about those visits that you feel obligated that you have to make. And so we're kind of talking about the same overall issue, stress, obligations, and holidays, but from two very different perspectives.
Mm.
Would you agree?
Yeah, I would agree.
Yeah. And I think, you know, that's the case of the generations, the baby boomer, millennials. I know there's a few other generations in there, but it's kind of, that's what we're talking about. You have traditions that when you were young, and then as you grow older, your parents want to continue those traditions because it's fun and they look forward to them. But you're in a lifestyle, whatever it is, whether you don't have children, you have children, you're a distance away, the needs and priorities of your partner come into play. Those traditions probably can't be preserved in the same way that there might be the desire on some people's part. And I think for me, that kind of is the basis of what, when we talk about the stress involving obligations, that's kind of to the heart of it. And trying to find a way to not completely alleviate the stress, not solve the problem, but acknowledge it and then kind of create a better dynamic and have the conversations like we've talked about in most of our podcasts. That's, you know, that's a big part of it. Like just expressing some of the things that you've expressed. And maybe that doesn't mean you say, this is how I feel and I'm not coming. I'm not doing all the things you ask, but at least putting it out there that this is difficult, but I want to do it because I love you. And that, right. I don't know, would that make you feel better? Do you think if you were able to voice that and at least have an understanding on the other side that you're asking for something and I'm giving it to you, but I'm giving it to you.
Yeah. And I have had some of those conversations and they do mm-hmm. feel better. You know, I had this experience with my mom visiting that made me realize that sometimes you can take it a little too far. I've been pretty honest about what bothers me when my mom is staying with me and what doesn't bother me. And
mm-hmm.
And I've also been pretty honest about the fact that I don't like people staying in my space. I enjoy spending time with people, but I don't really like guests staying at my house.
Mm-hmm.
And she really wanted to stay at my house. And she was doing a big favor for me and decorating my house for me. And so we agreed that she'd stay here. But she was so nervous because I had been really vocal about my boundaries.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't really fun for either of us because she was so nervous.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I bring that all up to say, like, I do think it's important to say, I'm doing this for you. You know, this isn't my preference, but I'm doing this for you. But there's just sort of a limit to that. And that's just something that you got to test.
You're like, I'm thinking about that. And I'm thinking, you know, it really could if you said something like that in terms of, and then you went and visited them, it could really put a different color on the whole relationship. Like when you're there, because it's like, she doesn't really want to be here, but she's here. Yeah. So I'm not taking the whole thing back, but I guess what I was trying to put across is the concept of preserving the traditions as you get older. Sometimes there's a compromise that favors one set of people over the other, and just mm-hmm. having that acknowledged. For example, on my end of it, being alone by myself on a lot of holidays. The thing that helped me immensely is just if my family said, this is disappointing. You're entitled to be disappointed. Like, not just, oh, it's no big deal that you're going to be, you know, it's like, yeah, but it's not like that it's going to be, oh, you're disappointed, so we have to make it so that you're not disappointed. They just let me have my disappointment and didn't have to defend anything, or most importantly, didn't have to feel guilty, because there's no guilt associated with it. It's like everybody's disappointed essentially that it can't be exactly the way people might have remembered from the past, because life's different.
Right.
You know, you can't split yourself into, like, you know, with you and your ex-husband and, you know, going to different places. It's not like you can clone yourself. And you managed to come up. And I do remember that. I do remember those years when I knew you, where Christmas you'd be going one way and he'd be going another way. And it did seem to work well. And I'm sure that, you know, worked out for your parents too, in some ways. Because not that they didn't want to see him, but you were the one they really wanted to see.
Right. And I think that's an example of some honesty. So,
yeah.
You know, I think in-laws in general can just be especially tricky. And this has come up a couple times with my brother and with me, where finally my parents have said, we love your significant other and we most want to see you. So if it's not convenient for your significant other to come, and this isn't just for Christmas, just in general, then it's not that big of a deal. And on the flip side, sometimes they've said, like, hey, we'd actually like to spend some time just with you without your spouse. Can we make that happen? And that was a relief for us, actually, because it was a lot more challenging in that particular instance for my spouse to visit them than it was for me. So I think in general, honesty is helpful. And also, I think you're going to make yourself crazy if you try to make everybody happy. It's also a lot better when you can just accept that you're going to make some mistakes and that you'll learn something from it. So going back to this example of my mom visiting me recently, it did get a little weird, and that she was really nervous to be in my home, and that didn't feel good for either of us. And I was kind of questioning whether I should have been honest, but we ended up working through it. And I think net, it was a positive. So even when you mess up, sometimes it's just an opportunity for learning. And the more you do it and the more you have honest conversations, the easier it becomes.
Right. And maybe some of the uncomfortable moments the next time she visits, or even, I don't know, when you visit her, I don't know if some of the stuff translates into you just not being in your space alone. I mean, does that arise with stress over holidays and having to go to other people's houses and all that stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I think really for me, there's a lot of things that surround the holidays that don't work out for me. I have digestive health issues, and a lot of the holidays surround eating. I don't enjoy other people staying in my space or staying in other people's spaces, so that's a challenge. So it's just sort of a challenge all around.
No, I bring it up just because that's a piece of it for a lot of people, the traveling and the stress of traveling, but also a lot of times you have to accommodate staying in another space. And if you have children, because I can remember years ago, we were doing Thanksgivings at my parents, who lived like in a two-bedroom co-op down in Westchester. And I would travel down with, I'm actually trying to remember, I have three children, but I'm not quite sure I had three in the times that we did this. But even with two who were under the age of four, staying essentially in a bedroom in their apartment on the fourth floor, not outdoor space, whatever, for a few days. It's like with your suitcases and all that stuff. I mean, it was, I have very good memories of Thanksgiving. I'm just saying that part of it can impact because nobody's sleeping very well.
Right.
To put it pretty bluntly. And children are creatures of habit, and not even just taking into account they have to nap at certain times and they're used to that. It's habit in terms of their space. And so that's a piece of, I'm accessing my memories, but that's a piece of, I think, what can cause stress over obligations of going to travel or just staying overnight, because that's especially Christmas time. Like Thanksgiving can bring that up usually too. You don't have to even go long distances where family wants you to stay. And as you get older and there's kids or there's a significant other, and then I'm not even, you know, one of the issues could be, all right, where is this person going to sleep? Depending on the way your parents feel, you know, they're still old school. Like, you're not sleeping in the room with my daughter. We don't even know you. I mean, I'm just throwing all this stuff out because it's all kind of in the pot. You know, if we're creating this huge pot of all the stuff, that's all in there. And it doesn't really come up at other times of the year, you know, unless there's like a summer vacation or something like that. But it's so concentrated in this time frame. And we got two holidays back to back.
Yeah.
You know, that's not to try to stress everybody out listening. It's more, you know, we've all kind of faced it. And it's kind of nice sometimes when you hear from other people who it's like, there's nothing, not a whole lot we can do about it. We kind of just live with it. But, you know, this is one of the things I've said to you. It's like our culture and especially everything we see, the media, whatever, it's like Christmas and everybody looks so happy. And everybody looks so calm and everybody's just having such a wonderful time. And when you're kind of not in that space in your situation, because it's like, we're not being able to, because it's reality, but we're looking at something that's not reality.
You know, I think that being honest about what you're willing to do and what you aren't willing to do, both to yourself and to those around you, is important. I think aligning your own expectations is important. I got really good advice one time to make things a game. So one thing that can be challenging for some is that our families have patterns. And I notice this for myself. When you've been living in a pattern with your family for, you know, 43 years in my case, as soon as something comes up, when you feel like, oh gosh, I've seen this movie before, I know exactly how this is going to go, I start to feel anxiety immediately. And I just feel a lot more triggered than I would normally feel because it's something that I've experienced so frequently. And so I think just noticing that is important. And I got good advice from a coach one time who said, you know, if you allow yourself to play a little bit of a game so that when something like that comes up, you can have fun with it. It makes things a lot easier. So the suggestion was try to guess ahead of time what each family member is going to do and then keep score as to whether you were right. So I actually played that with my ex-husband one time and it made it so much more fun because it felt like we were on the same team, which was productive for us. And then we could just kind of laugh about it when stuff happened.
Yeah.
For me, I often get into this mode where I feel like I'm right, everybody else is wrong. If only they saw it my way, things would be so much easier. And if you allow yourself to just keep things lighter, one, you might learn something yourself. And then two, it just makes it so much more enjoyable.
No, I, number one, that game sounds really kind of interesting and fun. And then the other thing that you said is, if you look at a situation and, as you said, I always think, you know, I know what's best and all this kind of stuff. And then I'm realizing that maybe if I look at it and let go of that a little bit, and that is great advice, because I've discovered over the years that, yeah, I mean, like you said, patterns or thoughts, or this is what things should be. Letting go of that stuff and listening to another voice and being open to listening to another voice about it is a big deal. I mean, that translates into everything in life, but I actually think it can really translate into this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
Where we've said a few times, there's no solution to it, because it's like, you want to be with family, you enjoy family, but there's so many other components that go with it that it's almost like, is this a win situation? You know, it's weighing it, like, which comes out higher and do I deal with that? But just kind of going into it, if you've had experience and it's kind of been, it's going to be the same thing that I remember. Like, you go into it and have like kind of little tricks, like that trick that you just had, the game, or just readjusting your mindset and saying, all right, you know, it's not going to be what I envisioned. It's probably not going to be what everybody else in my family around me envisions, but it's something that can be very positive and maybe even more positive in some ways than what was, as you alluded to, the movie that it used to be. Mm-hmm. Didn't you say that? I got that right.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
You know, yeah. The same movie keeps playing, which is, you know, it's a good analogy. You know how I like analogies. It is. It's like, okay, I've seen this movie before. So instead of saying, all right, I've seen this movie before, I know the ending, you know, not disrupting it, but not thinking in those terms, like everything's going to go exactly the way, and I don't like the way it goes. Little things can really make the movie change a little bit.
Right. Is there anything that you're going to do this holiday season that's different from what you've done in the past?
Well, as I've kind of alluded to, a lot of what's happened to me over the last years is that because my family's spread out over the country, I've not seated, but, and they all now have spouses and children. I think I probably would have made plans to travel to one of them in the holidays, although I don't really like traveling over the holidays because of all the health issues and whatever. I'm staying put. But on Thanksgiving, I already talked to a friend of mine, and we're going to go out to a restaurant on Thanksgiving, which is something I don't know that I've ever done, actually. Mm. Even last year, my sister was here and we didn't even consider it. Like, we got a turkey for just the two of us. And that, like, that's a whole nother story, the debacle and surrounding that, although it turned out really funny, but it was not thought. So I'm sure people can just identify with that concept without me getting into any more of that explanation. But there's a place right nearby, and I went online and they have a wonderful Thanksgiving menu. And it's like, oh, wow, that's kind of cool. I like that.
Very nice.
Yeah. So what about you? Do anything different?
The main thing that I'm doing different is that I'm just kind of releasing all of my expectations around the holidays. I'm not exactly sure what I'm going to do at Thanksgiving. I think I may be spending it with a friend, but we haven't actually talked about it yet. And I'm just accepting that that's going to play out like it's supposed to. And I'm not stressing about it. Mm-hmm. And Christmas, I often have a lot of stress about trying to engineer things so that it's less stressful for me. And then I end up creating more stress because I'm trying so hard to engineer things.
This year,
I have to interject. You're stressing me out just by that explanation.
So this year, I'm just going to accept that it's probably not going to play out like I want it to, and the chips are going to fall as they may. Just as one example, we kind of talked about this a little bit with 'tis a season of getting sick. So my mom really likes my brother to bring his kids out to Colorado. And it's a challenge for my brother to do that because he has three young children and it's a long trip. And pretty much every time he's tried to do it, some debacle has happened. Like one year they got all the way out there. It was kind of a disaster trip because the highway closed because of bad weather. And he, you know, had this grueling trip with these three young kids. And then on day two, all three kids got really sick and they ended up just going home. So that stuff plays out. And I feel like I'm just going to sit back and watch and,
kind of alluding back a couple of podcasts ago, maybe living with uncertainty. You don't know how it's all going to kind of play out. And that's kind of life. But although I don't know that that's an uncertainty that kids will get sick around the holidays. That's kind of a given, I think, for the most part.
I mean, if I were to engineer my own holiday, which maybe like at the age of 65, I will finally have the ability to do.
Or 68.
There you go. Yeah,
go ahead.
I would not celebrate the holidays on the holiday because it's so much more expensive and so much more hectic. I would ask each person what they wanted to do and then alternate between those things each for however many years it would take. Because I feel like if you can see ahead and know that you're going to get what you'd like, at least at some point, I feel like it's just easier to roll with the punches. So I do that. And I would release any expectations that I've put around the holiday based on society. Because we've talked about this before. Actually, one of my favorite Christmases was the Christmas during COVID when I didn't travel and I actually spent the day by myself. And it was glorious. I met a friend to go skiing. We had an amazing morning and I just came home and curled up and watched a Christmas movie and went to bed. And I felt like I was going to be sad because you're supposed to be sad if you're by yourself and the holidays, and I wasn't sad at all. It was delightful. So I just think, you know, releasing all of your expectations about what you're supposed to do on the holiday and allowing yourself to do what you really want to do makes a big difference.
Well, I have to say that that's kind of where I'm at. You know, you picked a good age. Maybe you could do it even younger, because that was the last piece that you spoke about, societal expectations. And that is probably the only thing that causes me any stress or angst when the holidays approach. It's the concept of like when I see people and they go, what are you doing for the holidays? And I'm like, oh, well, I'm just kind of hanging and I'm doing, you know, because I'm going to be honest. I'm not going to make a whole thing up. And it's like kind of back again, alluding to a prior podcast, Living Alone, when everybody goes, oh, living alone, that's so tough. You know, it's, if you feel as if the people who you might be with that day love you and you can talk to them, you can FaceTime them, you can Zoom with them. Like, we're lucky in this tech age that we have more available than we used to in terms of having a connection on the holidays. I'm not saying it's the same thing, but it can be close. And get over that. Like when I was just talking about going to the restaurant with my friend, and it's like, you know, there's a piece of me that acknowledges that when we go and it's just the two of us sitting at a table, I'm sure even if there isn't anybody in the restaurant that kind of looks at us and goes, oh, those poor, you know, I'll be probably thinking there is somebody who's thinking like that.
Right.
And I'm okay with it. I mean, because that's their stuff. That's not my stuff. But it takes a while to get there, to feel like that. It definitely does.
Yeah.
You know, just saying, I'm saying it to whoever is out there listening. You know, I'm going to go to a restaurant with a friend of mine on Thanksgiving. And it's like being okay with saying that and knowing that some of the reaction might be, oh, that's somewhat sad. And it isn't for me. It really isn't. I mean, to your point about when do you want to get together? I'm having visits with family, but it doesn't have to be around those dates.
Right.
And they might even be better planned out, you know, because everybody's not stressed.
Well, and everybody, and you can give undivided attention.
That's,
it's easier for parents, especially, to give undivided attention in July than on Christmas when their kids have expectations and their in-laws have expectations and all these things.
Right. And there's a whole nother cast of characters that might actually be present, you know, because that's a whole nother podcast about dealing with holidays and relatives you only see once and how do you manage it. And I'm not going there.
Yeah. Well, as I said in the beginning, we're not going to solve this today, but I hope at least some of these thoughts are helpful to somebody besides us.
Yeah, no. I do too, and I hope my goal, as always, in any of these episodes is just feeling as if you can identify, because that's a big part of the human existence, that you don't feel like you're in it alone, like somebody else has a similar problem, and they don't know how to solve it, but, you know, it's not like you want other people to have problems, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying.
I know what you're saying, definitely.
Okay, good. Yep. Good. So this was nice. I'm glad we did this.
Me too. Thanks, Sheila.
Yeah. Thanks, Elizabeth. Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
The Imperfectly Honest podcast is for informational, educational, and entertainment purposes only. This podcast does not provide medical advice and is not intended as a substitute for the diagnosis and treatment provided by a licensed, trained physician, psychotherapist, or other health professional. Note that, notwithstanding that any of the guests on this podcast may be licensed professionals, no one on this podcast is providing or seeking to provide the listeners of this podcast with any medical or health services. You should not rely on the information or content presented during this podcast, and you should not make any health or medical-related decision based in whole or in part on such information. Consult a healthcare professional licensed in your state for all matters relating to your health, and do not disregard any medical advice, diagnosis, and/or treatment provided by your healthcare professional. This podcast expresses the individual opinions of Elizabeth, Sheila, and their guests, and does not constitute professional medical or mental health services. In sharing their experiences, names, places, and other identifying information may be changed to protect the privacy of the people involved.